We find ourselves in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. Tanya Amar Rav Meir. We have a brisa where Rav Meir is speaking about Minayin L'Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. So we're continuing our search for hints to Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. So here he says Shenemar. The pasuk says by Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, as Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Es Hashira HaZos LaHashem. So then Moshe and Bnei Israel sing this song, they sing the Shira to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Shar lo ne'amar, ela yashir. It doesn't say, as shar Moshe. Then Moshe sang. It says that Moshe will sing. Obviously, he sang also in the past, but I guess when the Torah is using the Lashon of yashir to talk about an event of the past, so it must refer to the past and the future. So therefore, Moshe's dead. How could Moshe sing in the future? Mikan l'tchiyas ha'meisim in Torah. So obviously Moshe is going to be resurrected from the dead. He's going to sing in the future. And this is this idea of Shira is we sing the first time that I guess well Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Shira for the Geula, the redemption, the original redemption from Egypt. And then as Yashir Moshe will sing again for the final redemption. In the Sefer Beit El, the commentary of Beit Elohim, he says the proof is from the word az. As Yashir simply means in the future, az refers to a zman yadua, a fixed time, a known time. So it's not referring to then Moshe will sing, like Moshe sang, or there's a shirat hazinu, there's a shira of the be'er, but az refers to a fixed time in the future, which will be the final geula. The Maharal explains that the Shira that's going to be in the future is going to be a time when there is a sense of Shlemut, a sense of completion. And that's why you give Shira and Hoda to Hashem. That's why you sing and give thanks to Hashem. So you're in a state of Shlemut, a state of completion. So Moshe originally sang when there was a state of Shlemut, when they defeated the Egyptians and there were no more. So the next time there's going to be Shlemut, when will the world be in Shlemut? That will be, obviously, in time of Tchiyas HaMeisim in the future. The Gemara continues and says, Kayotu b'davar atomer, a similar proof you can bring from the Pasuk and say for Yoshua of, Az yivnei Yoshua mizbeach l'Hashem. Then Yoshua will build a mizbeach to Hashem. Again, this refers to after the, this parsha was written after the when they defeated the Ai. However, at least according to Rashi, this was, even though it's recorded there, it took place earlier because Ein Mukta Mukhar. Sometimes even the Navi records events out of their chronological order. But again, Yeshua, according to Rashi, this took place on the day that they crossed the Jordan River. But why does it say Az Yivneh in the future? Then Yeshua will build the Mizbeach to Hashem. Bana lo nemer el Yivneh, it doesn't say Bana he built, it says Yivneh he will build. Mikan Tchias HaMeisim in Torah, so obviously Yeshua will build a Mizbeach in the future. The Iyun Yaakov asks, why do we need a second proof? We already have Az Yashir Moshe, why do you need a second source? So the Iyun Yaakov says that maybe there's an opinion at the end of the first parak in Sota that Moshe himself didn't die. And you can also say that maybe Az Yashir refers to the Machshava, that Moshe wanted to sing. You can't say that by the word Yivneh, he built. You can't say it's talking about a thought. So therefore, Az Yivneh means he will build in the future. So Yashir and Yivneh, day in the day, the Gemara seems to say that this refers to not just past events, but future events of rituals that Moshe and Yeshua did. Moshe sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to continue to sing in the future. Yeshua built a Mizbeach to serve Hashem, and then he will continue in the future. Again, this idea of the future, Tchiyas HaMeisim, will be a continuation of the past. Those who sing to Hashem, those who build the altars in order to serve Hashem. Maybe they didn't finish their job in their first life, but they will have a second life to complete their job. But now the Gemara asks the question. Elameata, Yeah, but if you say that the word Yivne refers to the future, as Yivne Shlomo Bama Lichmo Shikus Moav. But in Sefer Malachim it says then Shlomo will build a Bama, an altar for Kamosh, in the name of Avodah Zarah of Moav. Hachinami de Yivne. You mean to say that in the future? In time of Tchias Mesim, Shlomo Melech will build a Mizbeach, an altar for, or a Baba, for an idol? Can't be. So Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Malav Akasakilu Bana. No, that Yivne can also mean something else. It can also mean that he wanted to. When it says the word Yud, in, I guess as a prefix, it can either mean the future, or possibly it can also mean that he wanted. Then Shlomo wanted to build. So when it comes to Shlomo, so we don't, I guess at this point, Chazal don't believe that he actually built this altar. So therefore, what does Yivne mean? That means then he wanted to build. So that they go, and the pasuk considers it as if he did build. But so that's Yivne. But in the case of Moshe and Yeshua, they didn't merely want to sing or want to build the Mizbeach. They actually did it. So what does Yashir, what does Yivne mean? So that means that not only did they do it in the past, but they will do it in the future. Now, by the way, there's another approach that says that Shlomo Melech, the sin of Shlomo Melech, you know, the Chazal try to justify or try to mitigate and minimize his sins. So here it says, Ajivne, then he wanted to build, but he didn't actually build the Bama. The Chazal also say, another explanation, not here in this Gemara, that Shlomo's sin was that he did not protest. Not that he wanted, but he did not protest. That severely minimizes his sin, his failure. Right? He didn't build it. He didn't worship. He didn't even want to. And he didn't protest. But our Gemara seems to say that he wanted to. Now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says the following. Minayin tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. What's the source of tchias ha-meisim? What's the hint of tchias ha-meisim being from the Torah? Shenemar, the pasuk says in Tehillim. Not about specific individuals who are currently not alive. So the future refers to when they're going to be resurrected. But here it says, "Asher yeshev yisech ol yeluchasela." Happy are those who dwell in your house. They will praise you in the future. Yelucha lo namar ela yehalelucha. The lush of the language is not they did praise you, but they will praise you. So from here, mikan tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. From here, we see a hint to the tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. This is a little more difficult, this proof, because you can simply say the people who are dwelling in your house, or the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever they are, so they will continue to praise Hashem. Why is it definitely referring to the Yemos HaMashiach? Now, still, that's a hint to this idea. And then the same Rishu Ben Levi continues and he says, Kol Omer Shira Ba'olam Hazeh Zochav Omer L'olam Haba. Anyone who says Shira in this world will merit and say it in the next world. Same pasuk. And here, actually, from the word Od, so the Marsha says that it's not from the word Yehalucha, but from the word Od. In other words, they will praise again. Right? So what do you mean they will praise again? I mean, they must have praised before, so then they will praise again. What's interesting is it seems that Rabbi Yeshua's first statement is pointing out that those who dwell in the house of Hashem, those who are in the Beit Knesset, so if they surround themselves in an environment of Shira, so then they will sing to Hashem in the future. So there's value to putting yourself in the environment. The second thing of Shur ben Levi is actual, if you sang in the past, you're going to sing in the future. Now, could be that the point is that, you know, you have singing. What is singing? What is Shira? Shira is a spiritual, an emotional and spiritual response to a specific event. Torah is fixed. Torah should be ksav, that's fixed. The Torah that was received at Sinai that we study, the Torah should be ksav, is fixed. It doesn't change. It's nitzchius. It's the same. However, Shira is a spiritual response to an event.
to a situation, and that could change. So therefore, it makes sense that those who sang before and poured out their hearts in spiritual ecstasy when they witnessed certain events, because that it's Shira is different every moment, every second. It's different from one event to another event. It's a specific response to a specific event. So it's different. So it makes sense that those who sang Shira in this world will come back and continue to say Shira because they have more to add. They have more to give. When there are new events, there's new opportunities for Shira. The Shira in the future will be of a different quality than the current Shira. Now, there's a similar idea, similar proof to Tchiyas HaMeisim from the statement of Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's the name of Yochanan. Meet nine Tchiyas HaMeisim min HaTorah. From where do we know that the mitzvah, that Tchiyas HaMeisim is hinted at from the Torah? Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Kol Tzofayach Nasu Kol Yachtav Yira Neinu. The sound of those who see you will raise a voice together. They will sing. So says now this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and this pasuk means that the Nevi'im in the future will raise their voice and praise Hashem together, because the pasuk continues ki ein ba'ein yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion, because they will see when Hashem returns to Tzion. Now Rashi in Sefer Yeshayahu explains Tzofayach refers to the Tzofim, the people who are watching in the towers to see who's coming and to give news, to share news with people. But in our Gemara, we're understanding this is referring to the Nevi'im. And what we're saying here is the following, that they will sing in the future. Mikan etchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah. So these individuals who sang before will who prophesied before will prophesize in the future. However, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says the name of Yochanan. He makes one other statement. He says, "Asidim kol neviim kum lomar shira b'kolecha." They're all going to say shira in one voice. Shenemar kol tzofayach nasu kol yachtav yoraneinu. Because it says the sound of Tzofim, like who sees visions? A Navi. So the sound of the Nevi'im will carry a singular call, a singular voice, singular sound, Yachtav together Yoraneinu. Together they will sing with one voice. And this is very unusual for a Navi, because generally speaking, two Nevi'im don't prophesize the same way. That each Navi has his own unique prophecy. Each Navi receives a message, and he shares it in his own unique way. So normally speaking, there are multiple Nevuahs, and here we're saying there's no personal Nevuah in the future. There is a singular, united vision rising above Nevuah. There's only a message without the mediation of the messenger. The Ben Yoyada basically explains that prophecy, in a sense, is individual expression. But in the future, it's all good. And what we're saying is you have multiple Nevi'im who will prophesize in the exact same call, the exact same sound, to show unity and achdus, that what they had been predicting now has come true. And maybe another way to look at this is the Shevet Sofer says the following, that this is a new type of Nevuah. Generally speaking, the role of the Navi is to try to influence the people to do good, to give them tocha, to give them rebuke. So every Navi prophesies in a different way. Every Navi has his own unique way to give rebuke, to try to steer the people towards a good path. And everyone does it differently. But the function of this Nevuah is different. This Nevuah, the function of these Nevi'im is that they are announcing the final redemption. It's not Musar, but it's praise and song. It's everyone in their, every Navi in his own way tries to get the people to do tshuva, try to get the people to return to God. But this type of Nevuah right now that the Pasuk is speaking about and the final redemption is a Nevuah not of Musar, but it's a Nevuah of praise and song, and it's all the same. It's one sound. It's one voice, because it's all the same. And this is what we look forward to, the individuals who sing and who provided religious expression to respond to historical events for so many years, now will do so together as one united message to herald the Mashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim and the final redemption.